Morning Watch, the intrinsic and organic building up of the Church as the body of Christ, week 5. The intrinsic factor of the winds of teaching for their evil purpose. Friday related verses. 1 Timothy 1:3 through 4. Even as I exhorted you when I was going into Macedonia to remain in Ephesus in order that you might charge certain ones not to teach different things, nor to give heed to myths and unending genealogies, which produce questionings rather than God's economy, which is in faith. Ephesians 5:32. This mystery is great, but I speak with regard to Christ and the Church. Ephesians 1:10. Unto the economy of the fullness of the times, to head up all things in Christ, the things in the heavens and the things on the earth in him. Ephesians 1:3 through 6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, to be holy and without blemish before him in love, predestinating us unto sonship through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, with which he graced us in the beloved. Suggested reading. Satan has a system, and if it were possible, he would induce all Christians into it. The goal, the aim, the purpose of his system is to carry the saints away from the central lane of the divine revelation with the intention of frustrating and even tearing down the building up of the body of Christ. Some winds of teaching do not appear to be evil. However, the factor of evil is there to induce the saints into the satanic system of error, to frustrate them from building up the body of Christ, and even to tear down the building up of the body of Christ. The winds of teaching also cause the little children in Ephesians 4:14 to be tossed by waves and thereby to suffer uneasiness in the church life. There is a good test for discerning the winds of teaching. Certain teachings cause us to be cold and even deadened. After listening to such a teaching, we are deadened within. A certain teaching may also take away our morale for following the Lord, caring for his interest, and loving the church and the Lord's recovery. If any teaching, regardless of how good or scriptural it may appear to be, has any of these negative effects, this is strong evidence that this teaching is a wind that will blow us away from the central lane of God's New Testament economy. Many of us have suffered the blowing of the winds of teaching. We may have had the morale to follow the Lord, to love the church, to love the Lord's recovery, and to love the Bible. But after listening to such a teaching for half an hour, the morale was gone and we were deadened. Teachings may be compared to seafood, but according to the typology in Leviticus, certain foods from the sea are unclean. Leviticus 11:10 through 11 tells us that aquatic animals without fins and scales are unclean. The guarantee of cleanness is in the fins and scales. The fins and scales of the New Testament teaching are the triune God, the all-inclusive Christ, and the church is the organic body of Christ. By these, we can measure others' teachings. If a teaching is not related to these three items, it does not have fins and scales. Regardless of how good such a teaching may appear to be, for safety's sake, we should not take it. A teaching may seem scriptural. It may not have fins and scales. We must learn to have discernment in our eating and our receiving of teachings. We must not receive any teaching so easily. Those who bring the winds of teaching often appear to be very loving, apparently showing care and concern for us. However, we should not quickly receive their word. We must consider whether their teaching has fins and scales. The apostles' teaching, the New Testament teaching, is very crucial. Whenever we hear something differing from the apostles' teaching, we should not be bothered or affected. We should simply come back to the apostles' teaching. However, if we are not able to properly discern a teaching, we should fellowship with certain saints to receive some help. In God's New Testament economy, there is only one kind of teaching revealed and recognized by God, the teaching of the apostles. We need to continue steadfastly in this teaching.